This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Atrazine, this herbicide has been in the news and under the gun more than any other herbicide in recent years, and its troubles are still ongoing. Because of its controversial nature, I would like to state that I don't have much opinion on EPA's current atrazine labeling questions. As an extension agent, my job is education, not regulation. Atrazine is a very commonly used herbicide, and it is both cheap and effective. It is used in over 80% of all corn fields and sorghum fields. It controls a broad variety of weeds by keeping small weeds from germinating, and it has a long residual effectiveness. However, it can be found in very low concentrations in most freshwater bodies. This is because while atrazine is not terribly water-soluble, it doesn't hold onto soil very well at all. This is why it has a high runoff potential. Back in 2020, the EPA set an aquatic level of concern for atrazine at 15 parts per billion. Recently, they have considered reducing that number down to 3.4 parts per billion. At this point, the vast majority of streams and lakes exceed this threshold. Currently, atrazine has a number of specific restrictions, the main one being application of 2.2 pounds per acre per year, but also limited rates on highly erodible land, certain geographical areas, and fields with high residue. It also has recommendations like spray distances from waterways and suggested incorporation after application. Recently, due to the lack of labeling updates in Kansas, many atrazine chemicals can't be used in fall field stubble. The EPA is considering new regulations that involve a pick list point system for other management practices or reduced rates in all the areas that exceed the aquatic concern threshold, which is nearly all corn-growing fields. It is also considering soil water saturation restrictions, applications before rainfall, and prohibiting aerial applications. Overall, it would make the landscape and rule system for atrazine rather confusing, or even more than it is now. Farmers currently use a number of management practices to reduce atrazine runoff. This includes split application timing, applying most of the atrazine when the chances of intense storms and higher runoff is lower. Most storms from March to mid-April have less rainfall intensity than those storms from mid-April to June. The use of terraces, buffer strips, and grass waterways can help slow down water movement and herbicide transport. There are a lot of herbicide mixes out now that combine smaller rates of atrazine with other herbicides and different modes of action. This helps control herbicide resistance, but also reduces overall atrazine quantity. Getting rid of atrazine would be a difficult situation for farmers. While many weeds are showing signs of atrazine resistance, like most herbicides, atrazine represents a mode of action as a Group 5 herbicide that is not like many other herbicides. Getting rid of it would be expensive, but it would also mean faster herbicide resistances for our other herbicides. To me, it seems like there's a lot of fear-mongering on both sides of the atrazine issue. The overall quantity of atrazine in the environment is really quite small. On the other hand, if the EPA does increase atrazine regulations, it is not something farmers haven't dealt with before. If you would like an extension publication on herbicide best management practices or weed control, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.